Okay, here's the deal. The biggest question in my mind about Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo, is why did it take so long to make this sequel? Waiting more than 5 years for this movie seems a little strange. After all, it's not like Rob Schneider had a full plate or anything. The new Deuce is rude, crude, gross, and crass. It opens with a dolphin feeding frenzy on a bunch of blind senior citizens and peaks with a Chernobyl mutant who has a male sex organ for her nose. It defines lowbrow humor. Really, really lowbrow humor. But if you like lowbrow humor, you should get a kick out of this film. I, for one, laugh my butt off. Rumors are that Schneider and producer Adam Sandler fought for and eventually changed studios over an R rating. And by going even more extreme than the first film, I think it was a great decision. Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.